T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Fewer people are flying these days, and United Airlines is expected to cut thousands of jobs this year. Up to half of its workforce could be laid off. So will other airlines follow suit?
Let's discuss that right now with Billy Sanez with GoFlyMore.com. He joins us on KRLD. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I know it's tough to hear that the airlines are really starting to plan for their fall schedule, and they're going to need so many less employees, and it's going to be a huge impact, not only to them, but also to the economies that they support.
The airlines are notorious for this monkey see, monkey do kind of thing, especially with fares. Is that going to apply to layoffs as well? United, I mean, these were huge numbers yesterday announced by United. Are American and Delta and Southwest and the other big airlines looking at this and wondering?
Well, you know, I think all the airlines are suffering not only from, lack of passengers, but obviously burning through cash. United has warned or let people know that they could be laid off in 60 days, and they've sent warning letters to 36,000. Last week, American Airlines cut their schedule for the fall, and Doug Parker, as CEO, said that they have probably about 20,000 more employees than they need to be running the airline. So it's really, really challenging for all of them. The biggest challenge, actually, I think, overall for all the airlines is for United Airlines, because 35% of their income, of their tickets, have actually come from international flights, which is something that's been really cut. And their fleet, their type of airplanes, are the wide bodies, those big airplanes that fly international. So they have a large number of those. So I think they're the quote-unquote sickest ones right now, but United, Delta, and even Southwest is really going to suffer, and we're going to see a lot of folks see this effect starting October 1st when the airlines can actually start laying people off.
Yeah, American recently announced it was working to fill up its flights. They're going to start filling that middle seat. How is that working for them? Are people starting to fly a little bit more?
Well, you know, what's happening is the planes that they're flying, they're full a little bit more, but they're only flying about 25% of what they were doing last year. We've seen from reactions both from social media and anecdotally that people are just not liking seeing so many people inside of a plane. You know, celebrities, even politicians have been tweeting out, they're displeased. That they're displeased with American Airlines doing this. I think we're starting to see that too. What I have not seen is a huge jump in American Airlines tickets being booked for the future 30 days. So I don't know if this is actually giving them a little bit more liberty to grow in their capacity and make a little bit more money. I think it's actually getting them a little bit of a black eye in the public eye.
Could we be looking at, I don't know, kind of a vicious cycle type thing, or people aren't flying, so the airlines lay people off, and they lay people off, and that scares more people out of flying?
Well, you know, I think the airline industry is the leading indicator to not only the U.S. economy, but global economy, right? Literally, business travel is, a mere fraction of what it was before. So I think this is also making it challenging for all of us working in the industry. And then I think just the economy itself, they're seeing what the airlines are planning for the fall, and they're seeing it's a lot reduced. So, people sometimes look at that as indicators and foretelling what's going to happen on the in the future.
If you were looking at booking a big family vacation involving the airlines, what date would you be looking at? Would you push it off to the end of the year? What would your thinking be?
If you were thinking of a family vacation, I think still August is a good time to travel. You're still going to be able to get a seat and a pretty decent fare. Obviously Thanksgiving is going to be very different this year. You know, 4th of July is supposed to be the busiest travel week of the year, both for airline, rail, and car. But it's a fraction of what it was last year overall. I think Thanksgiving is also going to be challenging. So if you're going to do a family vacation, you know, Thanksgiving may be a good time. Even, you know, Christmas and the New Year may also be a really good time to be able to get away. And hopefully by then, things will be a little bit more normal.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Good information there from Billy Sanez with GoFlyMore.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.